Hello everyone, I'm going to talk about watermelon grafting. So watermelon is an important global and domestic crop. And United States is one of the top 6 watermelon producing countries all over the world. However, there is tremendous loss in watermelon production due to biotic stress like soil-borne disease and abiotic stress like temperature extremes, soil salinity and drought. In that case, grafting watermelon onto resistant rootstock has potential to increase the production by providing more vigorous root system. For almost all the watermelon produced in Spain, Italy, Japan, Korea, and Greece are grafted. But adoption of grafted watermelon in United States is very low. So what is the reason behind that? Well, for the available watermelon grafting techniques for watermelon, which are one cotyledon grafting method and hole insertion grafting method, are more labor intensive, takes more time, and cost of the grafted transplant is very high. One major concern with one cotyledon grafting method is rootstock regrowth, which is the apical bud meristem at the base of the rootstock cotyledon that competes with the scion for water and nutrient uptake and eventually the death of the grafted transplant. Here in this picture you can see the regrowth. This is a squash leaf along with the grafted watermelon plants. And second challenge is the grafting efficiency, that is the speed at which grafting occurs. So, to eliminate rootstock regrowth and increase the grafting efficiency, there is a possible strategy, which is splice grafting method, where we cut the rootstock below both the cotyledons. However, the survival rate of the grafted watermelon with this splice grafting method is very low as compared to splice grafted Solanacea crop. So, our research is focused on how to increase the survival rate of the splice-grafted watermelon. For that, we are using the commercially available antitranspirant and also in combination with sucrose application to rootstock before grafting to determine if they could increase the survival rate. And after standardizing this method in the greenhouse, we'll be evaluating this grafted watermelon in the field for fruit maturity and quality as compared to non-grafted watermelon. And once this study meets all the objectives, we hope we can potentially help watermelon growers and industry with cost-effective grafting method and for better quality watermelon production. Thank you.